Hey, good morning. Guess who this music is? It's Culture Club. It's Culture Club, Karma Chameleon. As always, I didn't think about what music I was going to play to you, but I had a thought this morning. It's just after Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and pretty much, I think, for a lot of people, not everyone, but for a lot of people, we've entered the quote-unquote holiday season. And the thought this morning was I was thinking about the word culture and the culture we live in, the culture we create. And for some, well, for obvious reasons, when I was thinking about finding some music, the Culture Club just dropped in out of nowhere, being a child of the, well, not a child of the 80s, but having grown up in the 80s. And so that was Karma Chameleon, which I have no idea. I know, I love it when you guys tell me. I love it when you guys tell me what the lyrics really mean, because usually, of course, I'm just playing music because I like I like that connection. And it, you know, I've talked about this before, and I'm not going to get too off track, but that there's something really wonderful about the spontaneity of just following what drops in. And it surprises me, and I like that. I like showing up with you almost as if we just planned to meet at a cafe and sat down together, right? There would be music playing, there would be people around us, there would be a lot of environmental input that would be a total surprise to us. And I kind of feel that way. So thank you. Thank you for indulging me in this. I love it. And the reason I want to talk about culture is because today is what is known as Black Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. I'm guessing that there's a Black Friday all over the world just because so many shopping, shopping institutions, so many of the places where we shop are now online, and they're global. So for a long time now, goodness, maybe close to a decade, I don't really know. I should look this up sometime, but I a long time ago, I came up with a coin term that I like, which is the new Black Friday, right? So the new black is when something else is in vogue. And I like the expression, love is the new black. I like thinking of Black Friday in terms of something different than, you know, what is sort of typically, I think, a day when there's a lot of sales and people start making their lists. And there can be, not always, but just in case this resonates with anybody, there can be a sort of obligatory list of people that we quote unquote have to buy for, and the, you know, rush and madness of the holiday season begins. And I always like to take this day as a pause. Instead of rushing into a culture that is given to us, right? So, and I kind of consider this Black Friday culture a culture that was, it was a little bit thrust on us. We didn't have this when I was growing up. There wasn't, I don't think. That's another thing to look up, I guess, is when Black Friday, that term itself was coined. But over the years, it has sort of grown in this sense of what I consider a little bit of madness. You know, that it's like, at first it was just a day after Thanksgiving where people went shopping and there were sales, and then it became stores would open on Thanksgiving night at midnight, and then things would open during the day on Thanksgiving. And I noticed this year I was seeing Black Friday sales 3 weeks ago. So again, I have nothing against shopping. I'm all for sales. I'm all for people giving each other gifts. I just want to be here with you and offer a pause. Oh, and by the way, I just feel like I should say, because I am recording this on Black Friday. Usually I record for you on Sundays and just send them right out. I am doing myself a little bit of a support program here because I'm not going to be around on Sunday morning. And so I wanted to record this, and especially because it's something I want to talk to you about, and it was up for me and it felt very in the moment. So, but I always like to let you know when I'm not sending them out. I mean, I'm not making them on the day I send them out. I don't know if you care, but so what I want to say is, when you're listening to this, it will be Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we will be on the cusp of December, not quite, but almost in December. And I just want to offer you the chance right now, while you're listening to this, to take a deep breath. Maybe take another deep breath. That felt good. And to really allow yourself, before you sort of jump into a lot of things that have to do with the holidays, and no matter what you celebrate, you know, I'm well aware we all may celebrate a lot of different things during this time. And whatever it is, I want to offer you the chance to take a pause and really consider, what do you want this last month of 2021 to be like for you? And what do you want it to be like for your family? And what do you want it to be like for your friends? And, you know, I think in our culture, back to let's listen to a little culture club. This is going to be like, maybe that would be a game. Anytime I say the word culture, we have to listen to a little bit of the music. Okay, so I'm sorry. I amused myself with that. What do you want this last month of the year to be? Because we all know that it can fly by. A month can seem like a long time, but especially the last month of the year, and there's just a lot of different things going on that make it an unusual time. And I think it's important to really consider what you want. I was on a panel earlier this week. I'm going to write a little note to myself. Maybe I'll give you that link. I was on a panel for my publishing company where we were talking about your presence being the present, right? That's kind of a cliche term nowadays, but I still like it because it's clever and catchy and easy to remember. And I think we still have a lot to do to live into that, that our presence is the present. And during the course of that panel, I was with a fellow author, Nita, and Nita and I were talking about how important intention is in being present in our lives, being present to the people we love. So that, for instance, let's say that you have a family gathering, maybe you just came from one, or maybe you came from a group of friends, or maybe you have something coming up. And you can imagine what it might be like before you enter the doorway to whatever this gathering is, to take a deep breath, just like we did a few minutes ago, and pause and think about what you want to bring into this gathering. You know, do you want to be calm? Do you want to be peaceful? Do you want to be fun and energetic? Do you want to be compassionate? Do you want to be a good listener? Do you want to share a particular story that's meaningful to you that you think might connect you to people in the room? What do you want? You know, and if you can imagine having that kind of intentional pause before stepping into any sort of gathering of people, it really can change what that experience is like. it's not that you can control the experience by all means, right? Like all kinds of things will happen that are, you know, just sort of spontaneous and things that are, that life are bringing in. However, there's the understanding that you have a choice about what you are bringing. And that's what I'm pointing to for this month of December. To just allow yourself, even if it was only while you're listening to this Lovegram, even if this is the only moment that you're taking this pause, but that you, right now, as I'm talking, let my words just sort of, you know, flow over you like waves in the ocean, and consider for yourself what is important to you. Some people love buying a lot of gifts. Some people have the money to do that. It isn't a hardship. It doesn't cause stress. By all means, right? Go for that. Other people end up spending a lot of money that causes stress. You know, maybe it's money on the credit cards. Maybe it's an obligation, a sense of everywhere you go, you need to take some sort of tangible gift. And if that's the case, I really want you, you know, again, to think about, is there an alternative? Back to the word culture. That means I have to play a little tiny bit of the music. We can create the culture that we want for ourselves. And it doesn't happen overnight, but you know, many of you know my own story. Many of you know that particularly when it has to do with the holidays, that long, long time ago now, when my son was little, we made a decision that we weren't going to bring and buy a bunch of tangible gifts when we went to visit my mom and the rest of my family. We call ourselves the West Coast Clan, and then there's the East Coast people. But instead, what we would do was to create a day, we call it the Holiday Hoopla, filled with fun activities and a good meal and some, you know, some creativity and just bringing an experience to our family. And that became a new culture. At first, you know, the first couple times we did it, it was still new and not really yet a part of the culture. But over the years, it became an important part of the culture. And as my son grew up helping us to plan these holiday hoopla days, that became a part of what he connected to the holidays. And that's kind of was a really important thing for me, as you guys all know, because I really do believe that our time with people, quality time with people, our presence, I do believe that that is the present. I do believe that that's the real gift. So many of us are living in homes that are cluttered with way more things than we need. We all know this. Not everybody, again, it's not everybody. There are certain things people need, but that's very different than I'm going to see my aunt and I have to take a present because that's what people do. Let me grab this tchotchke at the store, right? My sense is that it can be every bit, if not more, meaningful to show up and really be present with that person. And you guys all know me, you know, I can't get through a talk about the holidays without mentioning the love list. That no matter how many love lists you may have made, that it is always a welcome gift. There are certain people in my life that I have made multiple love lists for. They're always different. And it's always a gift that is really meaningful for people. And if you don't know what the love list is, if you're new to my world, I'll just tell you real quickly. It's basically just what I'm saying. It's a specific list of reasons why we love someone. A list of specific reasons why we love someone. The specific part is really important because that's what makes it really personal. And so, you know, I'll put another link. I'll link to that workshop, but I'll also link to where you can get some information on the love list. So I guess what I'm saying as I'm winding things down is, what do you want this month to be like? how do you want to end this year? You know, what would feel really good for you if it was January 1st? What would make you feel as if you had some truly meaningful connections with people in your life? What would it feel like if you had given maybe one or two or three, a few gifts to a few people that really meant something? What would it mean if you created a different kind of culture? I was trying to not use that word so I didn't have to play the music again, to be honest with you, but here we are. It's kind of fun to have a game in between. What if you created a different culture so that when January 1st rolled around, you felt like you were just moved a little bit closer to what feels right to you, to what feels authentic to you, to what feels meaningful and connected and alive and full of vitality to you, not what the world is saying is what celebration looks like or what connection looks like, but what you feel like it looks like. And this is a great conversation to have, especially with your immediate family, but maybe with your extended family too. You know, to have a conversation with people about what parts they love the best and what makes them feel the most connected. You could be the leader in your group of friends or in your family. You could be the leader who brings up this conversation. And now's the time to do it. You know, while it's still, we've got the whole month ahead of us. All right, as always, I love you. I love you for being here with me. I love when I hear from you. Please send your thoughts. I can't always respond to all of them, but I read all of them. I love all of them, and I appreciate all of you. So have a wonderful week, and take good care. Bye-bye.